Okay, so this is the technology committee. We're convening this committee today, and I am Kathy Davis, the chair of this committee. And so before we get started, I would like to have a volunteer to keep notes or to be secretary pro tem for today. Is there anyone on the call who would do that for us today? Hello?
You know, I can volunteer again. I just got to get the notes to you. Okay.
So yeah,
if you
okay.
trust me to do that a second time, I will do it.
I'll
get them typed up and sent to you. Okay, so but I'll happily volunteer to take notes again.
Thank you, Summer.
Okay.
So you could send both sets of notes.
Both sets together, yes.
So that we can get it going for the next meeting.
Did we get notes from the second meeting? I missed that one, unfortunately. I apologize. I missed the notice on it.
Well, the last meeting, we didn't have quorum.
Okay.
So we didn't get too far.
Okay.
And the meeting, the last meeting where we had quorum was the one in which you took notes, which
okay.
I believe was the, which was it the 24th of last month? No, the 28th
the
of last month.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. All right. Would you like me to, do you want to call the roll or do you want
to? Yeah, I'll call the roll.
Okay. And I'll get attendance here and write it down.
Okay. Well, John L. Miller. Is a no. Otis McClay is a no. Shiram Agamir, apparently. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
This is Shiram, Kathy. How are you?
Oh, hi, Shiram. I just called your name. Welcome.
Yeah, you, I won't be able to join you guys, but if you need a quorum, I just wanted to be there.
Okay. All right. So, all right. Well, we'll put you down.
I guess technically you can have a quorum. I may be able to join you guys a little later, but my mom is in hospital, so I have to. I'm in the emergency room.
I'm so sorry.
It should be okay, I think. It looks like it's going to be okay. So.
Good.
But thanks. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see. Do we have, did I call Bill Crozier?
I'm here.
Yes. Russell Dale? No, apparently. Kathy Davis? Yes. Stacy Davis? No. Gregory Isaac? Okay, that's a no. Fred Klinder? Okay, that's a no. Ali Lexa? No. Henry Knorr?
Here.
Very good. Kimmery Orndorff? Okay, that's a no. Summer Reese?
Present.
Yes, thank you. David Salerno? Okay, that's a no. Max Schmid?
I am here.
Is a yes, thank you. And Aki Tanaka? Yes. Is a yes. And Marissa Westbury? Marissa? Okay, that's a no. All right, I believe that I called all of our current members. So that doesn't give us a quorum for this meeting, but we can still move forward and bring forth our discussion. We're in a bit of a disadvantage because we don't have our notes from the last meeting, but I do have some notes of what we had discussed, what we did discuss. And one of the things that we could do in putting together an agenda, which is, I think, would be appropriate for us to do at this point. Hello?
David Salerno from KPFT.
Hello, thank you for joining us. Okie dokie.
That makes quorum.
Yeah. Excellent. We're in good shape. So in creating the agenda, I know that one of the primary things that we were talking about was our subcommittee to be convened by Henry Knorr. And so I think that should be on the agenda. And that was the subcommittee on best practices for web.
Someone, yeah.
More or less, that would have been what it was about.
Just for the record, we decided not to call it a subcommittee, but a task force.
Okay, so that was probably...
We could have participation from people who are not members of the...
Right. That I believe that's part of the notes that we will get
I just wanted to remind you for this week's notes.
Yeah, I appreciate that. One of the other things we had on the agenda was creating, well, at least earlier on in the agenda, was we were talking about creating a universal release form for music,
mm-hmm.
so that we would be able to share from station to station music that might be collected at any of the individual stations. And this was, of course, in relation to our requirements to report music. Let me see if I could find a note that tells me.
Yeah, I remember some of that. It was that we would have a form. I remember KPFT, Bill, I think you said you had one there that for all the stations for live in-house music and bands and things like that that come to play, and for local bands and for people for whom it would be easier to get a release.
Right.
So maybe we could get...
Could I comment on that real quick?
There you go.
We're just putting it on, you know, creating the agenda, but
yeah,
please do.
Yeah.
Did you? We'll wait.
Okay. Okay. And that was also part of the discussion on how could I possibly forget, you know, this business of having to archive music,
mm-hmm.
the sound exchange. That was in relation to the sound exchange, I believe. Yes?
Can I have something on agenda-wise? There was also something that people raised. I don't know the name of it, but there's some software that's in use in the stations that's supposed to help people do the logging of what they're playing. And someone had raised that as an agenda item because they had some issues about it.
The
software for logging. What music is played. If whoever raised it isn't here, I guess we don't need it on this.
No, that was probably me, but nothing further on it at this point. I don't know how
I think Otis and John were the ones that were going to pick up on the discussion of that because the software was designed by Otis, right? So
yeah.
Right.
That's what I recall is that Otis was going
that's,
to...
That's it.
Okay, yeah, I spoke to Otis, and apparently he's fundraising tonight, so that's why he's not on this call. Because another thing that was on the agenda was that Otis was going to give a tutorial
mm-hmm.
On the calendar system that we have on KPFTX.
Yeah,
because apparently it has much more functionality than we're accessing.
So maybe that's something we should schedule ahead of time to fit between everybody's fund drives and, like, the time of the in-person P&B meeting or...
Yeah,
or maybe even... Oh, well, anyway.
Yeah, or it may have to be...
Why don't we leave that on, and we can just all add what we know about it, and Otis can fill in more later.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, and it's good to keep it on the schedule, or we might forget it. And I think that we had also on the agenda... that we were going to put together a best practices for creating sharing technology for broadcasting, national broadcasting. I remember that Otis was going to work on that as well as Jim Bennett. Of course, neither of them are here, but I think that's fairly important issue.
And I know we had discussed, I think probably that would fit in with the tutorial, but the whole, the need to have, you know, easily accessible storage of documents, motions, minutes, the history of committees so that when...
Yes, I think that had to do with the task force, wasn't it? For the web?
Yeah.
So that was,
so we should
you
take
know,
an item on it, though, because we should, you know, discuss it a little further. We may not be able to get that far tonight if we don't have enough of the relevant people who need to help us make it work on here. But.
Okay, so this was about noticing on the various websites throughout
the noticing and also just the capacity to store historical memory for each committee, like subdivided
okay.
by committee, so that people, when they get put on these committees, can go and say, well, what are the policies that were adopted and what things have gone through here already, so that you don't...
Oh, right, that's right.
You know, because
okay.
we do a lot of reinventing the wheel all around the network, so I think it's a real issue.
The committees and the PNB, I suppose.
Yeah, both, right, exactly, the PNB and each committee thereof, and eventually we could even do it for all the local committees, which would be very helpful, too, for the stations, I think. So.
Right, and I think, okay, so the technology thing that I was referring to was the technology of sharing the capacity to you know, the functional capacity in terms of technology to do national programming.
Oh, well, that fits in with what George had sent, right? Also for the motion that was passed at the PNB level for things of national importance being able to be broadcast simultaneously.
Was that passed?
It
I don't
was.
Think it was.
No, I thought we passed it with some vague language that didn't specify all the details.
Right.
This is yeah. So we can take a look at those minutes, but I mean, it fits in with that. So
yeah, it does fit in. Okay, that's good. I don't see. Hello?
Hello.
Is somebody beeping?
Someone is.
Okay, so I don't see any other notes that might tell us what we would be missing.
I apologize. I didn't realize what thing was tonight, so I will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think we've hit several of the main topics that we've covered.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right, I think we got most of it.
Kathy,
and
Bill.
So...
Kathy, Bill.
I'm sorry, Bill, yes?
Yeah. I don't know if you saw the email from George Ryder this morning. He asked, he sent it to the PNB. Would the chair of the committee please put on the agenda the following question? Are there any technology limitations that would need to be overcome at any of our stations to broadcast a special event originating at one of the stations in the network or an affiliate if the signal was coming over the satellite or over the Internet?
There you go.
Okay.
That's the motion I was talking about. Thank you, Bill.
Do you remember what time you sent it?
It was early this morning.
Yeah.
Let me find it, I think.
But I think it's related. I'm sure we passed that motion.
Oh, I see it.
So it fits
I just that. Wanted to grab it. Okay, so let's put this on. So this does fall under the same category.
Yeah.
This falls under the same category as the sort of the technology best practices. So I'm going to put it under there.
Could I throw out one other thing, too?
Uh-huh.
Excused absences. We haven't been doing that much, but George just sent out a note that my request to remind everybody about LSB members on national committees are removed automatically if they have three absences. And it's actually unexcused absences according to what the thing says. So I'd like to move that we excuse Jim Bennett because he has been an email saying he was ill, and Otis because he's pitching tonight.
Point of information? I've always been told by everyone every time that we don't excuse absences on subcommittees, and I don't know. I mean, I'm not an authority on the subject. I'm just saying I've had that put it back at me multiple times that there's no process for doing that.
Yeah.
If I'm incorrect on that, but I have gotten that from several people.
I think it depends on the committee. I think I don't know in terms of this committee because this is technology is actually a task force committee, isn't it?
No, I think it's a regular committee.
Is it a regular committee? Oh, okay. Well, in that case, we're like, I think at this point, amend your motion to include whomever's not here today.
Oh, because Russell just came on.
Who is that?
This is Russell. I just came in.
Okay, hi, Russell. Cool.
I'm sorry, I was late.
No, that's okay. You're here.
Kathy, may I say something?
Yes, certainly.
I think, yeah, because as much as possible when we're able to get notices out, like, you know, once maybe a week in advance as well as right before the meeting, it's helpful because I think some people miss the meeting if it's only noticed, like, the day before.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. That's why I was suggesting that at this point it might be fair to excuse who's ever absent today for this meeting. We could make the list based on our attendance, but when I send out the next notice, we'll warn people that up to three unexcused absences, that they could lose membership. Yeah.
Of course. I mean, I'll go along with what the group wants to do, but I guess I'm opposed to just excusing everybody if they don't even ask us or tell us, because this is the second meeting we've barely reached quorum. Well, last meeting we didn't reach quorum. And we've had this problem with some of the other committees. And, this is the same. This is the date we established at the last meeting. It's been established over a month ago, and it's been on the website for a month. And there's been two automatic notices sent out, you know, by Otis's software. So it's not like they don't know about it. If we keep excusing them, then it's hard to reach quorum.
Well, yeah.
I was going to suggest that if procedurally we don't have, you know, in the vitals that you cannot keep up, we could, you know, just simply ask a person who hasn't shown up in three things and says, would you mind removing yourself from the committee because obviously you're not interested?
Mm-hmm. Well, we could do that. I suppose we could do that too, but truthfully, you know, the first meeting, as well as, in fact, all of the meetings we've had thus far have been very positive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been my sense that the people who are on the committee have an interest in the committee. I believe that there are real challenges, you know, because of the fundraising, because of life issues. So I think it's fair that we should say that after three unexcused absences, you would be removed. But I think it would be better if we establish that as a known quantity before removing people. So I would not have presumed that up until this moment. So I would like to be able to notice people and let them understand that, you know, including tonight, that they have, you know, there are two more opportunities for people to be excused or not, but they would have to respond in order to be excused after tonight. I think that would be a fair way to do it.
That's the remote. It's supposed to be doing stuff with that, but, you know, I never actually do this, so I don't know how to do that.
Excuse me? I'm sorry, did someone comment?
Could you speak up a bit?
I didn't recognize or even know who was just speaking.
I think it was background chatter, actually.
Oh, okay. All right. So I would like to move that that's what we do, that we excuse people who are not here tonight. And at the end of tonight, I'm going to send an email and give people that notice that after three unexcused absences that they would not be on the committee, rather than going back, but to go forward.
Well, I'll second that. I think
that's reasonable. All right. So is there any objection to that?
This is Russell. Yes, I object.
Okay.
I don't think that until this gets widely discussed with people that we should be talking about kicking people off the committee. I mean,
well, that's exactly
my
point.
Yeah.
My point was is that we would excuse absences up until there's an opportunity for people to get that notice that this is the case. So it wouldn't be going retroactive, but people would have to, moving forward, neglect to ask for an excused absence. So we're making, in many ways, the same point.
I see.
Now, Kathy?
Yes.
Do we have a listserv?
I'm sorry?
Do we have a listserv for the technology committee?
We do. In fact,
what was the address again?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to send it out right now. I've been taking some notes of our conference, of our agenda. So as soon as we're done with the agenda, I'm going to send it out on the tech committee listserv. And
Google or Yahoo?
It's Pacifica.org.
Oh, on the Pacifica.org. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to give it out on the stream. I'm not sure if it's an open committee.
Oh, okay. All right.
But if I'll send it, and then we'll all know for sure whether or not we're on it.
Okay.
By virtue of whether or not you receive it. But so I'll send it to the tech committee as well as to the individual emails to make sure we all get the info. But I would need for everyone to report back to me to make sure that we're all on the listserv.
Kathy?
Yes, who's that?
Russell?
Yes, Russell.
You know, I think it was Bill's voice I recognized saying that Otis's software reminds people ahead of time, but, you know, it only reminds you, like, 2 days ahead of time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's you know, well, I see what you're saying now a little better since you've explained it.
Yeah.
I do think that that's an issue, too, because, you know, people... You know, people have many, many things to be involved with, that they're involved with.
And they can get distracted. I understand that very well.
I agree with that just from another perspective. Like, I don't actually have internet at home and sending
it. Right, so you have
beforehand.
To get it somewhere else.
Which is why I actually missed it the last time. I, like, had no idea the meeting was going on and it's not that, you know, I mean, it's good to get a reminder right before the meeting in case you forgot, but it's good to have one a week or so in advance so that,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're slow getting the email, you go, oh, my gosh, I got a meeting next week, you know. So, yeah.
Well, and I actually feel that, you know, this is a, from my sense of the committee, everyone is really committed to this work. So as chair, I think that, you know, it would be very useful to send out an early message. And I'm willing to do that going forward. So
can
that's
we talk
why.
Hmm? About that, about having that done.
Excuse me.
He means setting it up automatically, which I think is a brilliant idea. Like when we set it up, like if we have to set it up 7 days in advance, at least, like it should go out the day you set it up too, right? Maybe.
Exactly.
So we should talk to Otis. We should make it an action item. Okay, it's one of those things we can do out of technology. To ask Otis to tweak the software to just do it automatically so the chair doesn't have to remember to do it.
Right. Okay, so let's do that. I'll put that on the agenda.
So
the objective, though, I think, is that we need to have it sent out 7 days before.
Yeah.
Because if it was sent out today, it's not going to have any difference, make a difference.
Right.
So if it's 7 days before the meeting...
And then once right before it, like, you know, 7 days before and the day before. That's great. You know?
And then the day before. Okay, good.
Something like that. That sounds good, I think. Or, you know, even that morning, whatever, you know, both.
Okay.
I prefer it the day before, even 2 days before, you know, just it gives me time to really get my head together and make sure.
Totally. A week before so you know it's happening and the day before to remind you.
Yeah, something like that. You know?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so we want automatic. All right, that's good.
And if somebody's good enough that they schedule their meeting 2 weeks in advance, groovy. He can set it up so it does it once when they schedule and still once a week before and the day before. Do you know what I mean? It's not going to kill anybody to get reminded a couple times.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, that's good enough. So we'll ask Otis to set that up. It shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay. All right, so that will help with that. So that being said, is there any objection to establishing from this point forward that if a person is unexcused for three consecutive meetings, that they would be removed from the committee?
Well, Kathy, this mm-hmm. is Russell again.
Yeah.
I have one more question about that. Isn't that in the bylaw? I mean, I heard discussion of this in the election committee as well recently. Isn't this already something in the bylaws?
It may be. It may very well be, but I was just it's a process that I'm proposing that we engage moving forward, because we haven't engaged it thus far. So just making the playing field even, stating it out, stating it flat out, so that people will know that that is the case.
Can I ask, has there been a directive from the national office or something that this be done? Because it just seems interesting to me that this is being pushed both in the elections committee and here in the technology committee all of a sudden.
May I see?
Summer?
Yeah, no, it's not being pushed by anybody except I think all of us who want orderly meetings. That, you know, there are people that get on committees who just say, I'm on that committee, and then they don't show up for any meetings, and really you've got like an artificially high quorum bar for people that actually aren't planning to participate versus just regular life issues or conflicts of time commitment that cause people to miss meetings for regular reasons. So it's just, I think it's basically, it's a policy that's supposed to be enforced so we don't have situations where we can't conduct business because we didn't reach quorum. So I think people are enforcing it to a certain extent just to see to it that people make it a priority to be on the calls that they've said they're going to be on.
Who's speaking right now?
That's Summer.
That was Summer.
Who is it?
Summer.
Sorry?
Summer. From PFK.
Hi. Okay.
Hi.
Okay. All right. So, since I think that this discussion is going much longer than it has to on the business of excused absences. So I know that was it Henry that brought up the subject of excused absences?
No.
It was Bill? Bill.
Yeah.
Okay, so you wanted to excuse who was it? You wanted to excuse Otis?
Well, I'll
and
go
Jim.
Along with what you suggested. Everybody else seemed to want to do that.
Okay, so we're going to excuse absences today for today's meeting. Excuse all absent members for today's meeting. Okay. With a notice that moving forward, reminder, because this is already established, our reminder that moving forward, all absences, excused absences have to be requested. Is that the way it goes? People have to request that their absence be excused?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's good enough. Must be requested. Okay, so this will go out
with
an email to everyone.
And the committee has to approve it.
And the committee, okay, good, has to approve. Excellent. So that will be, so there's no objection to that. We'll say that motion passed. Okay, excellent. All right, the next thing I'd like to do is to look at the meeting dates. I looked at the calendar, and for the next meeting, I put down June 30th at 8:30 p.m. on the calendar, and I put down, these are all tentative, I can change them, August 25th at 8:30 p.m., and Wednesday, September 22nd at 8:30 p.m. So this is tentative, and I suppose they could be changed, but based on how the calendar is already filling up, I think that might be a good thing. So I would like to move that we accept those dates tentatively.
Can you repeat them?
Could you repeat them, please?
Mm-hmm. June 30th, mm-hmm. August 25th, and September 22nd at 8:30 p.m., all Wednesdays. June 30th and August 25th are the last Wednesdays of the month, and I believe September 22nd is the fourth, but not the last.
Huh. All of them are the fourth.
Yeah, that's why I kept it the fourth rather than going to the 29th of September, because I thought it was more consistent with what we've been doing. And these can change. It's just that the calendars are already filled up through till September. They're filling up.
July 22nd? What was the July date?
July 28th.
You hadn't said that. July 28th?
Oh, I didn't say that?
No.
Okay. Sorry.
So, all right, July 28th, so that's, what, 10 days after the PNB?
Okay. Yeah. So I thought that since it would be worthwhile to at least schedule them onto the calendar, and then if something comes up, we can always change it. But once something else is scheduled there, it's hard to get the Wednesdays.
Looks good.
Yeah?
Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All righty, that sounds good. All right, so that's at least to get us on track, if we could just begin to remember that it's the fourth Wednesday.
Yes, I love scheduling way ahead of time whenever it's
possible. Yeah, well, except for June. June is actually the 30th because the month is all scheduled.
Excuse me, Kathy?
Uh-huh.
Can I just ask, how can I mute this call for a second?
I think it's #1.
#1? I'll try. And then
try that. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Great.
Okay. Okay, so, you know, I think I might... Okay, so August is the 25th, and September is the 22nd. July would be the 28th, and June would be the 30th. Okay, yeah. All right, so that gives us 4 months at least to put into our consciousness, so that people won't be less likely to forget, hopefully. Okay, so that sounds good. And so can we, I would like to, is there anything else we need to put on this agenda that anyone can think of? Or can we move to approve the agenda?
Yeah, let's go on to the business.
Okay. And no objections to approving the agenda. Excellent. All right, so the first thing that we spoke of in terms of our business was the task force. So, Henry, do you have anything to report on the task force?
I can say a little. It's going slowly, I'm afraid, more so than I would have hoped, but everybody's busy. What's happened so far is that I put together a spreadsheet with a lot of questions, as a survey form about the existing websites at the five stations, plus a number of other stations or networks, including, you know, FSRN and Democracy Now! And WMNF and several other stations that I know are doing interesting things on their websites. And I sent it around and then got a little bit of feedback and made a few changes. It's pretty comprehensive at this point. I failed at one point to give credit to Bill. He did fill it out for Houston, and that was great. And I filled it out for KPFA. And I've gotten some other people have sent some comments about their own stations, but haven't actually filled it out. So I need to bug people a little more. And I don't know if I did offer to do a lot of the the stations other than the five main Pacifica stations. So I need to do more work. And but the idea is that you know, once we get that filled out or get most of it done, at least we'll have a better sense of, you know, what are the things that are happening at the Pacifica stations and where are we falling short behind some other stations or behind, you know, behind the best practices of our sister or brother stations. And then I think, and then the next step will be to kind of try to talk with the web mistresses or masters at the various stations about what they see as priorities and problems and the resource demands for the things they are doing and the resource problems for the things they're not doing, and then write that all up. So it's still most of the work is ahead of us, but we're at a little bit of a foundation now.
I have a question. The committee, this task force, has a number of people on it, correct? Or has the membership of the task force been established?
Well, it was sort of volunteers. I can pull up the list. Bill was on it, and hold on, I'll pull up the list if you want. And several people who are not on this committee. One local person here, and the web person from WMNF, and so on, are. Mm-hmm. To some degree participating, although...
Okay. I have a question. This is Summer.
Summer, yes.
I apologize, you know, for the inundated email box, but did you send this survey out already to all of us, or no?
I didn't send it to the entire tech committee. I'd be glad to.
It sounds like something really good and helpful. I'm all into things that help us figure out what we're doing around here. So, yeah, if you would, please, I think that would be.
Yeah, I think it would be great if you could do that. And I was wondering, because as the committee, has the task force met as a task force?
Well, no. I mean, we... you know, my thought was that we didn't need to meet until we had that we could, you know, do by email and individual work, and then when we had the material collected, then we could set up a conference call. But haven't done that yet.
Okay. So, all right. So, I think that it would be good. I mean, even if we use the current email listserv that I'm about to send to everyone from on the Pacifica.org, it would be good for there to be some communication of what's going on between the members of this of the task force, so that everyone can collaborate on this process.
I've been emailing people, but whatever. If you want to do a listserv, that's fine.
Or CC to our listserv. I'm not saying that you could have, because you probably didn't have the address, but I'm just saying moving forward so that we could all have a sense of what's happening.
And this is Summer again?
Yes, Summer.
And I don't recall, and I apologize for that. How was the task force composition arrived at, and approximately how many people do you have participating via email right now?
Let's see. Right now... It's not very big.
Okay.
We've got me and Bill and Jim Bennett, and the web guy from WMNF is named Matt Cowley, David Salerno, Kevin White, whom some of you know from Texas, I think, volunteered,
mm-hmm.
and a woman out here in San Francisco named Ann Garrison.
Okay.
Who's then subsequently said she's not sure she has time, but she'll try to help, so... Not quite sure how much she's going to participate. But there's
okay.
certainly room for more people if others want
to
participate.
Well, I think maybe, you know, it'll stimulate our creative juices if you send out the whatever you got going on so far.
Okay.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Is there a listserv that I can send it to right now? Or is that something that's coming?
I'll send this note out right now that I have to assuming everyone is on this already. So if you don't receive it, then you'll know that something needs to be corrected. Okay, so I'm going to send what I have out right now.
Okay, and then I'll send it back with the with this Excel. Everybody, can everybody deal with Excel? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess most people can.
I was going to say we have issues at the station, which is it's baroque, but like the files are in a different format from the national office, and the computers in the open computer room are older, and so you can't.
Oh, that's right. If it comes from a new program,
no,
I wouldn't be able to. I can only use the old one.
I agree. Don't worry about that.
All right, so I'm sending this out, and then we'll see what happens.
Kathy, Bill.
Yes, Bill.
I was going to ask you, or Henry, do you need a volunteer from each of the other three stations that you need to at least make sure that you get the information compiled from that station?
That would certainly be good. If you know people
you can ask tonight on the call.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, consider it asked. Absolutely.
So, I mean, you need a volunteer from which stations?
Let's see. Is anybody here from WPFW?
Yeah, no, when you read off the list, I think we only have one WPFW member or two maybe. And they're not.
And let's see. So maybe you remember somebody from BAI expressed some interest, but we don't seem to have anybody on the list at this point.
No, Russell, I'm here. I'm from BAI.
Oh.
What do you need a volunteer for?
Well, okay. We have this task force that we set up to talk about best practices for the websites, how to improve the Pacifica websites. So if you want to be a member of the task force, which will eventually involve, you know, writing up a memo, that would be great. If you don't have time for that, short of that, we're just sort of compiling data, filling out this survey form about the websites. So somebody could just fill it in and send it back and not participate in the follow-up discussion if they wanted to.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. I think it would be a little hard for me to be on the actual task force right now, but
okay.
Happy to volunteer.
This is Russell, right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Well, as soon as I get the addresses, I'm going to send it to everybody, so you'll get it. And then if you can do WBAI, that'd be great.
And this
very
is Summer from KPFK. I feel the same way about it myself. It's that I think a lot of us may have really pertinent ideas as to what needs to be done or, you know, how it should be fixed or what would be user-friendly. And the survey is a great way to gather that data together. And then it takes, obviously, for any report, the work of two or three people working hard to put all this stuff together into something comprehensible. But I think with all of us putting in our input, it'll give us a richer, you know, more detailed report, I hope.
Okay. Just to be clear, this thing is not, I mean, suggestions are obviously welcome. This thing is kind of a sort of an inventory of what is and isn't on the website in terms of features and capabilities. It's not soliciting people's opinions, but you're welcome. You know, I made notes fields in every section of the survey, so you can fill in the notes or just send email with any other thoughts. That would be fine.
Okay, and also, I remember we did also at some point pass a motion that moving forward that we would have at least a 15-minute presentation as part of each of our technology committee meetings so that you would be able to keep us up to speed on the progress that you're making as well as, excuse me, I suppose expand because my understanding is that the objective is to not just to look at what stations are doing, but at some point, you know, like you said, make recommendations for Pacifica moving forward and for the stations moving forward.
Definitely. Absolutely. Yeah. That's the whole point. Yeah. I'm not sure. I mean, let's see. You know, I'm not sure we need an automatic 15 minutes every time, but...
well, if you don't need it, then certainly we don't need
right.
to do
well,
it. But,
okay, we can use
but
that
the objective is to keep the work alive and
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
keep everybody in touch with it and not, you know, not have it fall to the back burner. I think that's
all right. That's my burden. I don't think that's going to happen, but it could be
Hi, this is Russell.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Russell.
It's about the website. I understand that the BAI website moved to Houston, Texas. Is now being housed?
Yeah, I think all of the it has been moved to the server in Texas. That's my understanding as well.
Is there any knowledge about how much it's costing us now and what was the process for moving it down there?
I don't have any such information. My understanding that it's the objective was to make it cost less and be more so that everything can be run by our own technology people as opposed to paying an outsider to do it. So I think it's putting all of the objective, as I understand it, is to put all of the Pacifica websites into the same server so that they can be monitored by our technology staff.
Right, that makes sense. But I'm just wondering about the bidding process and just how that happened. Like, it makes sense that you would have it housed, but we're still paying rent for the housing, even if it's being worked on, and we're having a savings because it's being worked on by our own people.
Yeah, but I don't have the details of that. You know, maybe that's, you know, part of what the committee can look at, or yeah, you can make that inquiry of our local management. I don't have any information as far as that's concerned.
This is Summer. Can I say something?
Yes, Summer.
I don't have information specific to what we are actually doing, but I have had a server before, you know, where I paid for the whole thing, which was big enough to host all these radio stations and more, and it's like $180 a year to have a huge server. So unless we actually are, like, you know, have a block with our own stuff, I would presume that whomever did that made, I would hope, cost-effective choices, because most people do who do these
things. Yeah, well, you know, I think that's always the intention.
Yeah.
Whether or not it turns out that way is another story, but that's always been the intention. You know, I think it's just a question of discovering. I think part of the problem is that as the stations grow and as the material grows, it becomes more expensive to house, you know, any one of the stations' internet, you know, because we're talking about archives and all kinds of stuff like that. So, you know, plus email. So it involves a lot. So it may very well be, because WBAI started out with the whole internet being comped. You know, it was done for free.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got too big, and we had to be moved to another server, and then it got too big. And so it, you know, it makes sense that it should be in some ways linked to the other internet providers. But like I said, it's one of those things where it's a matter of requesting the data.
I'll make a note of that in the minutes that we want to ask for.
Yeah, we request the data. I mean, and that might be something that we could ask also Otis and John to report on, because they're the ones that are our technology people, and they have the information more than...
this is Russell again?
Yes, Russell.
It's just that, like, we're the technology committee, and for a big move to be done like that, which sometimes can, although it may be in the long run saving us money, it can be costly. And, you know, there are issues of the ethics of such a deal with whoever we made the deal with. And you know, that should be transparent, and we should... I'm a little surprised it's not this. We don't know this. You know, we should probably know this.
Well, we've only had quorum once, and we're already halfway through the year. I'm not surprised that we don't know it. But it's
exactly.
Certainly something that we could look at.
And all the people, this is Max, all the people who have the information are not on the call, unfortunately, this evening.
Yeah.
It would be John Elmella and Otis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think let's put it on our... to-do list for our next meeting. We can, you know, ask for some kind of information and report on it. Yes?
Yeah, this is Bill.
Bill.
I guess, you know, we don't ask management for approval or report on everything they buy from everywhere. It might be more important to just ask if there's some deficiencies in the website or problems with it. And Russell would certainly know more about that than me since he's there. That's the kind of thing we probably should bring to management's attention. And the
This is Russell. I just wanted to bring up that I don't know if this matters at all, but I just thought this would be probably the best place I could bring it up, is that a lot of the copyright dates on the BAI website are long out of date by a few years. Like it'll say copyright 2007, and I'm wondering, does that mean that anybody can copy that stuff or whatever?
Well, if you look at Microsoft software, all of that is copyrighted many, many years ago. It's ongoing. It's the date of original copyright,
right.
But it's ongoing for decades and more under the current law.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't worry about any of that. I mean, that's the date you copyrighted. It's good many, many years after that.
Okay. All right. So that's we'll add that to our list of to-do. And so do we have anything else on our task force that we'd like to talk about? Did everyone get if anyone who has access to the internet, did you get the email from the apparently the heading is Technology Committee 2010 list.
This is Russell. I got it.
Okay.
I'm checking, but my response is very slow.
I got it. Bill.
The BAI webmail server.
Oh, God, good luck with that. okay, cool. All right, so...
There it is, yes, I am.
Okay, so it seems that we're all on this this one list, so it might make it a lot easier for us to communicate with each other back and forth.
This is Henry. The address is different from what you just said, though. What I'm seeing is PACTECCOM.
I didn't want to give that out over the stream.
Yeah,
the subject line says Technology Committee 2010 list.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
It's okay. Yeah, that was just trying to give you an identification to look for it in your email.
Okay.
But yeah, but that is the actual email there, the PACTECC list. Okay, good. So then you can send your survey back out to us.
Yeah.
Oh, and you'll see that as we were proceeding, I was writing down our agenda, which includes the dates. And the next thing on this agenda, connected to the work that you're doing, Henry, is a discussion about the capacity to store historical memory of committees and PMB. Summer, you brought that up.
Yeah.
So my question is, do we need to move forward with any kind of work to make this happen?
Is that something that's going to the task force is looking at as part of how these websites work, or I'm a little unclear on.
My sense of the how the websites work was this task force is more about how to make the web a usable tool for our stations in terms of reaching out. Though I could be wrong, creating blogs and doing all kinds of, techie stuff to reach the public.
So it could fit in with the promotional task force that met last night with branding ourselves. And
well, yeah, it could. I mean, I think a lot of what we're doing, if we're not careful, will be, stepping on each other's feet. But luckily, we can work together on these things as well.
Yeah, I think they could be very harmonious. You come up with good suggestions from one committee, and they go right together with another one, and maybe one of them's got some implementation, and that would be very good. So, yeah, I guess this would be a separate item, then, I'm very concerned with the constant reinvention of the wheel organization because of the way the elections process worked. It's not like other organizations, and we constantly have new people cycling through. And no repository of information that, you know, everybody knows to go to where they say, oh, well, that's okay, you're on this committee. You just go right here and there's all the minutes, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, I think that was part of the tutorial that Otis was going to give us on the KPFTX calendar system.
So maybe
because he was telling us that that system, which is being revisioned as part of the Pacifica website, it won't be KPFTX forever. What I recall is that they were going to rebirth it, if you will, as part of the Pacifica website, and that we would be able to, in fact, we have the capacity now to keep our records on this system. And that's what the essence of what our tutorial was going to be, how to access the various parts of the website to put our records.
So should it perhaps wait until the next meeting when we have the participation of...
Well, I think that would be... it would be good, but it might be good for us to at least put together a short list of what we really want to have,
mm-hmm.
so that we could know for sure if this system works for us. You know, Otis might be able to determine whether it works or if he has to tweak it,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. So I think it would be fine to put together a short list of exactly what we want the
okay.
The historical memory part to be and to do.
Okay.
So do you want to head up that aspect of, you know, maybe like Henry is doing, not that I should give you more work with your five committees, but like Henry is putting together the, you know, this survey. He put together this survey, this questionnaire. So maybe it is that,
put together a list of what I think the, you know what I mean, like the necessary elements of document storage are for, you know, these various committees to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay, so
maybe you
could just put together that short list and forward it to us, and then we can maybe by email tweak it, and then that will give Otis something to start with.